You guys, I didn't even know it was Friday. Like, that's that's where I'm at. Like, we went on vacation, so I didn't have a new podcast. And then we got back, and it was Memorial Day. So I have been thinking all day was Thursday. And I was like, oh, well, I'll just record it and then post it tomorrow. And it's 3 o'clock, and I just now realized that it's Friday. And I'm like, well, I guess this episode is going to be a little later than usual, but whatever. I mean, at least it's happening, right? Like at least it's here. So what have I been doing that is not recording a podcast? Well, I've been watching a lot of America's Next Top Model on Hulu. Even though I've already seen it, I'm watching it because that's what I'm doing. And I'm thinking of making earrings to put on my Etsy shop. But then I'm like, oh, that means I have to go to Walmart. But I don't know. I'll probably make the trick. I'll probably go, but it's whatever. And then I've been trying to decide if we're actually going to send people to space tomorrow or not. Because, you know, it was supposed to go on like Wednesday or whatever day, Tuesday or Wednesday. And they couldn't do it because of the rain. And then now they're saying that they're going to be able to do it Saturday, which is tomorrow. And I'm like, are we actually going to get to do it? Because I watched that live stream and then it started lightning and they didn't send people to space. And I was like, oh, well, maybe we'll get it Saturday. But then I'm like, it's Saturday. I'm not going to sit inside and watch a live stream of NASA all day. And then I'm like, well, what else am I doing? So I might sit inside and watch a live stream of NASA all day. But I think that, like, space is cool, and I think, like, astronauts are cool. I have zero interest in ever going to space. Like, I remember it's been, like, years, but they were talking about how they said, like, a few years from whenever it was, I was still in college, they were like, yeah, we could probably get Mars inhabitable, and then people can go there. And they're like, it'll probably take about 4 or 5 years to get to Mars. And then once they get to Mars, they can live on Mars. And I'm like, that sounds horrific. Like, I do not ever need to do that. I am perfectly fine on Earth. I don't need to go to Mars or anywhere else. I have this, like, fear of... And you're going to think I'm crazy. But I have this fear of being, like, lost in space. And not, like... Not that I'm lost in a space shuttle, but that somehow I got out of the space shuttle, like, and I'm just floating around in space, like, waiting on my oxygen to run out. Like, that's my fear. And it's, like, even saying it horrifies me, but, like, that's my fear. And I don't know why, first of all, if I was ever forced to go to space, I don't know why I would ever be outside of the space shuttle. Like, it's not like they're gonna be like, ma'am, we're gonna need you to go outside and fix whatever's broken. Like, they're not gonna call on me. I'm not gonna have to, like, leave to fix, like, a broken part or something. So I don't know why I wouldn't I don't know why I wouldn't be inside the space shuttle the whole trip, but for some reason in my mind, I'm like, I would have to go out and, like, do something, and then, you know, that little cord that you're attached with, like, somehow it would break, and then, you know, it's not like you can, like, fly back to the ship or whatever, so then I would just be stranded in space, and then suffocate and die, and that's my fear of space. So, no, I don't need to go to space. To answer your question, no, I don't need to go to space. I don't need it. I don't want it. It looks terrifying. Like, you go to space and you walk on the moon, and then I'll read about it and watch videos about it because I think it's cool, but I don't need to, like, make history or be a part of it. I don't need that. I'll do something else. I'll make history a different way than having to go to space and potentially having to go outside to fix a part and getting lost. Even though I'm not an astronaut and that would never happen. That's my irrational fear. That's where I'm at. So, I feel like you just learned a lot about me. And you're welcome for that. And, like, I can remember when I realized this was my fear. I guess space fears is what this is what this has turned into. And I remember I was sitting in my math class, and I guess it was like when all like the Mars thing, I don't even know really, but I remember I was in my math class in college and we had to do stuff on computers, and he was trying to teach us something, I don't know, because I was on the computer looking up about being lost in space, and he's like teaching whatever it was. This is probably why I'm not good at math. And he's like, he's like, Ashley, are you paying attention? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, why? And I'm in the front row. And I was like, because I am having a crisis. He's like, over what? And I'm like, space. And what if I go to space and I get lost in space and I suffocate? And he's like, you're never going to go to space. Please turn it off and pay attention. And I was like, no, I honestly, like, I can't. I went down this hole. I went so far down this space rabbit hole that I can't go back from it. And now I have to sit here and Google it while you're teaching me math. So I can't. And he was like, okay, crazy. But, you know, I may not have learned math that day, but I probably learned about space. I can't remember what it was, but I'm sure I learned something. So I guess at least I was learning while I was at school. I don't know. Yeah, I was in class, like, Googling it and reading a bunch of articles about being lost in space. My teacher's like, you might be insane. And I'm like, well, considering I'm on Earth in a college class worried about being lost in space because I'm going to have to go outside and fix something on the spaceship, that you might be correct. And I told my husband that we were going to start spring cleaning our house, so I get to do that. And I'm not really looking forward to it, but then at the same time, I'm like, I just need to get all this bull crap out of my house. We have so much junk, and I don't even know where it came from. Like, I'm like, I see stuff, and I'm like, what? Where did this come from? And it's like people will go through their stuff, and I'm like, then they just give it to me, and I'm like, I don't want this. But then I'm like, I can't get rid of it because they gave it to me. But then I'm like, well, they didn't want it, so why do I have to keep it? So we're going to spring clean. And I was like, I need just a dumpster. And Eric's like, no. So I guess we're just going to have to slowly add our trash to the trash can because we only have one. Have to slowly add our spring cleaning to the trash can because I can't have a dumpster. But I'm so sick of it. I'm like, we have to. I'm tired of looking at it. I feel like it's never ending, you know, like space. It goes on forever. And there's just stuff, and I can't stop looking. Like, our living room isn't bad. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, oh, like, we really won't have to do anything in here. But, like, our den, there's just a bunch of crap in there. We've got spare bedrooms, like, our room. And the problem is, too, is that, like, we have, like, these little tiny baby closets in this house. And so there's nowhere to store anything, really. And so there's just, like, random stuff in closets. Like, all my Halloween decorations are taking up so much stuff because we have tiny baby closets. I mean, they're so little that you can't put anything in. And so it's just time. It's just time. This is what we're going to have to do. We're going to spring clean. And it's going to be amazing. And if you know me personally and you see me going crazy, that's why. Because I've spring cleaned my way to insanity. I just have to get rid of it. I'm tired of looking at it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So if you want to come over and help, I will accept that as well. Oh, see, now it says they may not even get to go up on Saturday because of the weather again. Because, you know, Wednesday, like I said, it was like lightning and stuff. And so obviously you can't ship them off into the lightning because they're going into the sky. But, and now it says the weather may not be good for them to do it again on Saturday either. So they're like, well, and it's hurricane season, I guess, so that's, I mean, it's probably not, like, the best time to start shipping people off into space. I don't know what to say. I'm like, the best time for them to go to space? I don't know. But, oh, they even had a tornado warning Wednesday. Holy moly. Maybe wait until a different time to send them to the space station or wherever they're going. Where are we going? I don't know. Let me take that back. Where are you going? I'm not going anywhere. Let's see. It looks cool. And, like, I was looking at the spaceship when they had it on the other day, and I was like, wow, they look, to me, it looks different. But then I'm like, well, I haven't really looked at a spaceship in a while. Maybe it doesn't look any different. But their, like, little astronaut suits are crazy. It's so crazy. Like, I just don't want to do it. But I know they're going to the space station. I do know that. But I'm like, what are you doing up there? I have a lot of questions. Oh, there's people on the space station right now. There's 3 of them. Oh, my God. That sounds terrifying. See, I can't do this. I can't do this. Like, space is scary. Maybe quarantine has just made me crazier than usual. So now I just don't. I can't control my irrational fears. We did get back from vacation. So we did just do that. We went to Gulf Shores and it was so fun. Got me a tan, drank some margaritas, had some land shark. Cause I feel like that's like a beachy drink, you know, like I feel like that's like Jimmy Buffett would want for me to drink land shark on the beach. So I had to, the last day we were there though, we were out in the water, me and my stepmom, and then my husband was going to come in to the water with us, and he comes in, and he goes underwater real quick, and he comes back up, and he's like, oh my God, and we're like, whoa, 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 what, tell me, what, and there was like a million jellyfish in the water, and so he's like, you might want to come back, because there's a bunch of jellyfish, and we were like, what, and so I made her walk in front of me, because I was like, I am not trying to get stung. You are an adult. I need you to, because, you know, I couldn't really see him either. I had my glasses on, so I couldn't really see what was going on. So I was like, can you please walk in front of me and, like, save my life? So she made it, and so then I made it, because I walked right behind her. But then, like, once we did get up on the beach, you could just see them, and they were freaking everywhere, which is so crazy, because, like, I've been to the beach a million times, like Florida, Alabama, wherever. I have never seen that many jellyfish in the water. So I was like, oh my Lanta. And then at least, you know, it was our last day there. Because if it would have been my first day, I would have been scared to go back to the beach. Like, no, I'm good. I don't need a tan. I don't need anything. I'm fine. Please don't make me do this. But yeah, it was fun. I got a little henna tattoo. We ate at Lulu's, which I could have eaten there every single day. It was so fun and cool. And our margaritas were freaking amazing. So if you like margaritas and you find a Lulu's, go there. Which I think maybe that might be the only one. I'm not really sure, but go there. It was the best. I could eat there every day. I was like, I'll just move down here and work here. And then when I get off, I'll just have margaritas. Goals, man. You gotta have them. And that was mine, was to have Lulu's margaritas daily. But it was fun. I've been to Gulf Shores before, but I couldn't really, like, remember it. It's been so long. But I had a good time, got some souvenirs, went to Ron John. I love Ron John. So it was fun. So then I came home and lost my mind. And that's where we are. But yeah, so I guess I'm gonna continue to clean, but you know, I needed to pop on here because I didn't want you guys to think I was missing or something. So yeah. Thanks for listening, and let me know your irrational fears. I need to know. So I'm not as crazy. And I will bark at you later. Bye.